It is less than 100 days now before the Iowa caucuses, and many of the Democratic presidential candidates are spending a lot of time in the early primary states of Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. The awarding of delegates in the primary and caucus states could be significantly affected by what's known as the 15% rule. Now, not a lot of people are aware of it and how the rule could benefit certain candidates and seriously hurt others. So we thought this would be an excellent time to turn to Bob Kinzel, our VPR senior political reporter, to explain this 15% rule. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Mitch, I'm doing great.
Well, let's start with the basics of this 15% rule. How does it work? Why is it used?
Well, Mitch, at the outset, it seems pretty simple, but then it can start to get pretty complicated. Now, under the rules of the Democratic Party, in order for any candidate to be awarded any delegates from a state primary or a caucus, they must receive at least 15% of the overall vote. If you don't use this 15% threshold, then potentially more than a dozen candidates could end up with some delegates, and that could make it much harder for any one candidate to win a majority on the first ballot. And there hasn't been a brokered convention since 1952, when the Democrats went to three ballots before nominating Adlai Stevenson.
Wow, you can see how they'd want to avoid exactly that kind of situation this time around. And Bob, I can see that this application in caucus states like Iowa and Nevada would be really a lot different than those in states that hold primaries. So can you kind of walk us through the caucus application, how that differs?
Absolutely. You know, I had the opportunity, Mitch, to experience this firsthand following Howard Dean's presidential campaign in 2004. I went to a caucus site in West Des Moines. There were maybe 300 people there. And right at 6:30, the moderator tells all of the participants to go to a specific part of the auditorium to show their support for a particular candidate. Then they tally up all the votes in each group. Now, in 2004, at my caucus, Howard Dean had 14% of the total number of people who were there. So he didn't reach the 15% threshold.
So if you don't reach that 15% level, as Howard Dean did not back in 2004, what does that actually mean?
Mitch, this is when things really start to get interesting. After that initial vote, there's a 30-minute free-for-all period. They start making deals, who wants to be a delegate at the state convention, things like that. And it shows the importance of having skilled campaign people at all of the caucuses, and there are almost 1,700 caucus sites in Iowa. Then the bell rings after a half an hour. All of the supporters of the candidates who fail to receive 15% of the vote are asked if they want to join forces with one of the candidates that did get more than 15% of the vote. They don't have to, but most of them want to stay involved in the political process. So then a final tally is taken. And in 2004, about half of the Dean group went to John Kerry and the other half to John Edwards. So under the caucus system, Mitch, candidates who do well in the end, well, they actually didn't do all that well because they were allowed to pick up additional votes in that second round of voting. And the candidates who didn't do that well, namely Howard Dean, they actually didn't do that poorly because they lost all of their support in caucuses where they didn't receive 15% of the vote.
So, Bob, let's take a look at a state that does hold the traditional primary. Let's say New Hampshire. How does the 15% rule work in a state like New Hampshire?
Well, Mitch, basically that rule is the same. Any candidate has to get 15% of the vote to receive any delegates. Now, this is where things start to get a little complicated. It's a little bit like a high school math word problem. Let's look at a hypothetical race in New Hampshire where there's a crowded field, and that's what we expect this year. And just for the sake of discussion, let's say that Bernie Sanders gets 30% of the vote and Elizabeth Warren gets 20% of the vote, and no other candidate gets more than 15% of the vote. So are you still with me?
I'm still with you. So now you've got Bernie and Elizabeth Warren who have qualified under that 15% rule.
Exactly. So Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren together got 50% of the vote. Remember, Bernie got 30% in this hypothetical example, and Elizabeth Warren got 20. So of the combined vote of Sanders and Warren, they're the only people who qualified, Sanders received 3/5 of the vote, and Warren got 2/5. So Bernie gets 60% of the delegates, Warren gets 40%, everybody else gets zero.
So it really does matter in those traditional primary states, not just to hit that 15% threshold, but to get as much of a large percentage as you can in case there is another candidate you're vying against who also gets that 15%. You want to get a lot more than them.
Exactly.
That's VPR's senior political reporter, Bob Kinzel. And if you have a question for Bob, you can send it to us at news@vpr.org and just put Ask Bob in the subject headline. Bob, thank you so much.
Absolutely.